B. Bioplastics. Conventional plastics are made from petroleum, a non-renewable resource. They are also hard to dispose of, as petroleum-based products do not break down easily. To address this, some environmentalists are promoting plastics that are mostly made using plant materials. Known as bioplastics, these require fewer fossil fuel resources to produce. For proponents, the ability of bioplastics to break down into natural, mostly harmless materials is considered their biggest selling point. Their biodegradability, however, often depends on high-temperature processes at specialized factories, which most places do not have. Consequently, after they can no longer be used, bioplastics are often buried in landfills, where they may release methane, a greenhouse gas that damages the ozone layer. Also, if bioplastics get mixed in with ordinary plastics during the recycling process, they can damage the recycling infrastructure and ruin entire batches of recycled plastic. Bioplastics require a separate recycling system in order to be reused, which is expensive and inconvenient. Another drawback is that chemical fertilizers and pesticides would be required to cultivate enough plants to make the bioplastics industry globally viable. Therefore, many people want to increase the recycling of regular plastics rather than expanding the use of bioplastics.
Questions. Number 13. What is one advantage of bioplastics? Number 14. What is one problem with used bioplastics?